The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is going on, and welcome back to Bear With Me, a Chicago Bears podcast hosted by yours truly, Robert Schmitz, right here on the Windy City Gridiron Podcasting Network. And we're coming to you a little bit later than we anticipated, given that the Bears traded back from 208 to 217, picking up another seventh rounder. And with the with pick number 217, they drafted none other than running back Khalil Herbert. Now, I've got Jacob Infante and EJ Snyder here with me, two great WCG draft analysts, to tell me who the heck is this guy and should I be excited. So I'll let EJ take it away. EJ, who is this guy and should I be excited?
We're gonna go second question first. Heck yes, let's freaking go. Khalil Herbert, great pick. Pace had a chance to really sort of clean the draft cupboards at the end of the round here. Started off in exactly the right fashion. Khalil Herbert is something the Bears don't have in a back that provides that lightning to Montgomery's thunder. Really good in an outside zone system. One cut and he can go. Is tough and will run on the inside, but that is not his primary place of happiness. You get this guy to the outside on the edge, you get him a crack. Again, he can break a tackle on the way there, but if he gets in the open field, not likely catching him. Really fast, pretty well built, not super undersized. Pretty good in the passing game. I would say the short passing game, maybe short to medium passing game, but he's not a pass first running back. He's very capable there. Very quick hands, extremely quick feet. Really, really like Khalil Herbert.
Ooh, now that sounds exciting. I mean, I'll tell you that the biggest problem that I've ever had with David Montgomery, which is a weird thing to open a show with about a fan favorite running back, but I'll go there because I have to, is that David Montgomery is that kind of guy where if he had 4.45 speed instead of 4.6, maybe even 4.7, if the stopwatch isn't being nice to him, he'd have been a first round running back. Instead, he was an all tools third round running back. And actually, as the Bears switched to outside zone, I've been seeing it, EJ. I'm sure you and Jacob both have, where Montgomery struggles to get to that outside edge much more than you would have expected, especially because I got the impression he was being brought in to run an inside zone scheme that the Bears threw away when they realized it wasn't working. Hearing that the Bears are loading up with I want to keep calling him Hubbard. It's Herbert. This is not Chuba Hubbard. But loading up with Khalil Herbert and getting ready to run more of that outside zone with Herbert, Damian Williams, and David Montgomery, I am a fan of it. Makes me curious what they do with Cohen, but that can be a podcast for another time. Jacob, what do you think of the pick?
Yeah, and I think that it's a good point that you bring up outside zone running, because I feel like the offensive linemen that the Bears drafted also project well in an outside zone scheme. I mean, we saw that a bit more near the second half of the year. I believe I've said that on this pod at some point. I feel like I'm repeating myself at this point, but Tevin Jenkins and Larry Borum are both quality outside zone runners. Missouri, you ran a lot of outside zone. Tevin Jenkins also had his fair share of exposure to outside zone at Oklahoma State, just the ability to down block as a run blocker and block on an angle and really like roll your hips through contact. I feel like both of those blockers do a good job of that. And Khalil Herbert is very much an outside zone runner. He has that juice, like EJ was saying. They call him Juice Herbert. Literally, his Twitter handle is Juice. And I realized that the second I tweeted out my Twitter thread, I said the Bears added some juice to the running back in Khalil Herbert. that wasn't intentional, but I can see why they've nicknamed him that, because he's a really smooth athlete, and he's fast and he's explosive to be sure, but I feel like smooth is the best way to determine it. Just how effortlessly he moves and he changes direction. It's really impressive to watch, and he's lower to the ground. So he's got a thick lower body, and he's a pretty tough runner. He's not just your typical, you know, change of pace, athletic back who can't really run in between the tackles. I do think that Khalil Herbert can be the type of guy who can run through arm tackles, shed some tackles at the next level. I had Khalil Herbert as my running back 8. I look back at it. I had him in my top 10 at the running back position about a round 5 value. So getting him at this point in round 6, I think is really good. And it shows that there's some talent to like in this Chicago backfield. David Montgomery coming off of a good year. Tariq Cohen coming back from injury, you know, going to be interesting to see how much he's used in the running game. He'll definitely be a passing asset. And then Damian Williams probably still has, you know, a decent amount left in the tank. So bringing those guys in and having Khalil Herbert, who also has experience as a return man, I like this pick quite a bit in round 6. And I feel like this has been a trend for me as this Bears draft has gone on, is liking the pick. And I promise I'm not just being a Bears homer. I've done the work on these guys, and I actually do like these selections. So I'm a fan of Herbert in round 6 for sure.
Well, you know, it's funny you call him RB8. For what you think of, for whatever anybody here thinks of Pro Football Focus, they have him at running back number 5 and the 91st overall prospect on their board. Now, their board can be pretty wild. If memory serves, they've got Cade Johnson up there at 76, but the point is, you aren't the only one that really likes this pick. And if anything, I'll kick it over to EJ with this. I don't mean to postulate too much, but the more you guys talk about Herbert, the more that it makes me think that there could be too many mouths to feed if the Bears left Cohen in the backfield. But we've been talking on this show and others about how the Bears have been looking for that slot weapon, and honestly, at $6 million per year, that could fit Cohen's contract and his skill set pretty well. EJ, is it ridiculous to think that maybe Herbert takes an RBBC role in his first year as a Chicago Bear, with Cohen maybe flexing out into the slot a little more often?
No, and I think really keep going as that flexible weapon, as almost wide receiver 4, running back 4, right? You put him in the slot as wide receiver 4. You run tap passes, which are all the rage in the NFL right now. You run jet sweeps. You give him, again, what I would call very controlled receptions. And occasionally you line him up as that 4th wide receiver and you flex him back into the backfield and have him run something from a more traditional running back set. That's where he's going to thrive, where you can sort of manipulate the matchup and get a win for him, an early win just out of the line. So I don't think that's crazy to think about. I really do think the Bears, quite honestly, were even lacking RB2 last year. Now they've taken, again, the classic page sort of scattershot approach and said, no, we're gonna throw a bunch of assets at this. We're going to go get Damian Williams. We're going to draft Khalil Herbert because it's a good value. Now they have a solid 1-2-3 running back room, really, no matter how you stack them. And you can do what you want with Tariq Cohen.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I could ever ask for. Best part about this, in my opinion, is, and I've been very loud about this, I know a lot of people would say that Pace drafts too many running backs, now taking Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, David Montgomery, and now Khalil Herbert. But first of all, I don't think guys named Khalil ever play football poorly. But second of all, putting that joke aside, I also think running back in the 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds is almost always great value. You can get really, really good players that fall down the board, and you guys are making it sound like Herbert is one of those players. Jacob, I'll let you wrap things up before we tie the bow on this podcast and move on to the many other players we've yet to cover. Final thoughts on Herbert. How quickly do you see him getting involved, and where do you see him, and how successful do you see him in the NFL overall?
Yeah, so I feel like Khalil Herbert's the type of guy who can contribute in a decent rotational role at the next level. I don't necessarily think he's a bell cow back or a long-term starter by any means, but I do think he's a nice change of pace back. I do think that he's the kind of guy that I feel comfortable with if my starting running back goes down and I'm like, okay, who's the next guy up? Oh, we have Khalil Herbert. All right. We can still, you know, run the ball pretty efficiently. As to how much he'll contribute as a rookie, I'm not too sure. I think we have a lot depends on how much the Bears use Tariq Cohen out of the backfield this year. Now that they brought in Damian Williams, now that they have Khalil Herbert, they're not going to be running Ryan Nall or Artavis Pierce out there very often, or, you know, so I'm assuming. I think that Khalil Herbert could be the kind of guy to pick up a couple carries a game at his max. I don't necessarily think he'll have a huge role, maybe a couple, like 200-300 rushing yards in his rookie year. I feel like that's the type of production we could expect, unless Montgomery goes down, in which case I expect him and Damian Williams in that case to, you know, pick up a considerable amount of the load, assuming that, you know, both of those guys make the team.
I thought EJ described it really well. He called it thunder and lightning. I'll call it yin and yang running. I mean, Jordan Howard was so anvil and Tariq Cohen was so lightning that back when they were the shock and all running back pair, I completely understand teams just lining up and playing each guy differently. With Montgomery and Herbert, it seems like they're close enough that the defense can't necessarily shift just based on who's in the backfield. This isn't Cohen versus Montgomery, for instance, even though their skill sets are different enough that if you play the wrong guy poorly, he can end up punishing you. Montgomery, a buzzsaw at the second level, and Herbert, a home run hitter. It's nice to hear that phrase attached to a Chicago Bears running back. I feel like we've been missing one of those for a little while, and if memory serves, the Bears don't have like a 50-yard plus touchdown in almost 2 years now. And so I would love to see that change, and I'd love to see their running backs, when they get those wide-open jailbreak carries, finish the deed. But we will just have to wait and see. Guys, thanks so much for jumping on. Let's move on to one of our other prospects, and listener, we will see you next time.